Hello, Florida. Your favorite son and biggest baby are coming home to bring you the laughs you deserve. Everyone likes to poke fun of the Florida man. Everyone likes to use Florida as a punching bag whenever an alligator on meth eats an old person. It can happen anywhere. As a famous Floridian baby, I feel your pain. So that's why I'm coming home to let you know it's okay to be who you are. It's okay that the rest of America is scared of us. It's okay that books are illegal in our schools. It's okay whenever it gets cold, it rains iguanas. I'm here to support you. So come on out. March, I'll be in North Florida. And in May, I'll be in South Florida and Orlando. It's the Invasive Species Tour. Ed Larson, me, is coming to Florida in March and May. I'm coming to Jacksonville, Panama City, Tallahassee, Marco Island, Dania Beach, Orlando, and Key West. So lock up your public subs and start singing the Miami Dolphins fight song, because we're going to party like it's Florida, baby. Tickets at eddytunes.com.
There's no place to escape to.
This is the last podcast
on the left.
Side stories?
That's when the cannibalism started.
Side stories.
Yes. Man, I am getting more and more excited to go to Huntsville.
I can't wait.
We're on our way. I can't wait to do this. One of my favorite things here, it says, is which I found really very interesting. You know, we asked last week to get any sort of recommendations of things to do in Huntsville, and we were super excited. We're like, okay, and we got a lot of messages, and we're like so happy. And one of my favorite one is this. We said, you got to come to Huntsville, and you have to eat at Hildegard's. We're like, oh, what's that?
What's Hildegard's? Yeah, it doesn't sound very Alabama-y.
No, it doesn't. It sounds really good. And they said, which I think is like, it's, I just like how they put it, it's a local German restaurant that has deep roots in Huntsville since the great German influx on or about 1945.
No!
And my thing was, is that, what is that, why does that sound familiar? And it's like, oh, yeah, it's because the Operation Paperclip scientists that we purchased had to move to Huntsville.
Did we purchase or take?
Purchase. And then we moved into Huntsville. We made of Americans. And then think about this. Then I'm like, now I'm super excited to go.
Yeah.
Only just because, how good does German food have to be for ex-Nazis to sit and like it?
Mm.
I mean, like, I'm not saying it's good that it serves Nazis.
Holy
but I'm just
shit.
Saying they were old
Look
Nazis.
At that.
And we
That's
made them.
Schnitzel, dude.
We revamped them into Americans, so it doesn't really count. So because we went to the moons on their back. But like, if you look at this, like, this food looks so good. And it has to be good, because can you imagine serving it to Wernher von Braun and watching Wernher von Braun take one slice and him look at you and just be like, we have a word for someone like you. And they're all like, he's like shaking and stuff. He's like, an excellent cook. You know, like, they have to just deal with it.
I love how it looks like all Alabama, like, they just cover it in gravy.
Dude, that is what, that's a Wiener Schnitzel. That's yeah. exactly what Wiener Schnitzel is. I love Wiener Schnitzel.
Mm.
This is, oh man, we are going to eat all over this. Welcome
Holy
to Side Stories.
Shit,
my name's Henry Zabrowski. I'm sitting here with Ed Larson.
Fuck you. I want to talk about the schnitz.
Me too, man. And I do, I understand that it might be, some people might be upset about it, but I just love the concept of what they just called local German influx after 1945, which yeah. is if that was just sort of
how many
coincidence.
Was it? I mean, like, how many, like, what do you mean?
Actually, that's a really good question.
Like, it's probably like, what, like, probably like 10 scientists. I'm guessing. This is me just, like, guessing out of the top of my head. I'm guessing 10 scientists and their families.
I think it's
so
more.
It's probably like 100 people.
It says how many scientists? 1,600 German scientists, engineers, and technicians came to the United States from 1945 and 1959. They took us to the moon, baby, because they had the eye and the prize. These guys' operation, that's what gave us our big advantage over the Soviet Union.
Yes.
And these guys went straight to Huntsville. And that's kind of nice, honestly, in a way, for them.
It is a good place to stash a bunch of Nazis and no one's going to pay attention.
No one cares what happens in Huntsville necessarily, because they keep it a secret. NASA, never a straight answer.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
all right. Well, mm-hmm. Yeah, they're all going downtown, straight down. But at least in the very end, yes, we know. Horrible atrocities.
For sure.
A world war. But all their fault. But still.
I want the bratwurst.
I want bratwurst so bad. I don't care who has to die for me to get it.
Also, I don't, you know.
I just don't care.
I've recently, Julie showed me pictures of when she went to Germany recently, when way before we were together.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like dressed in a bunch of like German lady clothes, you know, like the white shirt with the, you know, the chest heaving a little bit. You
want to have sex with a Hummel figurine.
She looks very good when we dress her like her people.
Can we go sidestoryslpotl@gmail.com? Can you send me where I can get a genuine beer wench outfit for Ed's wife?
Yes. I have her sizes saved in my phone for whenever I buy her clothes.
Can I get one for me?
Yes.
Because I'm going to buy one and stand next to her.
I mean, you would look good as a little boy dressed as a little German boy.
You don't think I don't got the fucking, what's German
you
for
got
breasts?
Calves.
What's German for breasts?
Schnitzel. Titzel.
Yeah, Tyson's. Oh, Brewster. Oh, yeah, I got crazy Brewster.
You got Brewster?
Yeah, man, I got fucking Brewster's out the fucking, I got a day, I fucking got size die. Oh. I got size die Brewster's.
Wow.
And you could just go, yeah, you slap me into that. Are these of age women?
I think
women?
I just found
your fetish.
Yeah, I think I'm finally going to role play.
I am.
I'll be a little Jewish, you know, like oh, no. Running from, you know, hiding in the woods.
So you're going to be Adrian Brody from The Brutalist?
No, I'm thinking more Daniel Craig from Defiance.
I'm just going to say anybody that survived WW2 in its way and was of the Jewish persuasion, as Eddie, I'm going to say this in the most gentle way possible. You might need to lose a couple of pounds.
Oh, well, you know, so they always needed a cook.
See, if you dress as this, you see, this is a lederhosen.
See,
this
I
is
don't
want to
dress as a German. I want to be like, oh, yeah, I need
yeah,
a
you
want
to dress in a Holocaust uniform so that you can have sex with a weird, in a weird fucking
taking
twisted fantasy that you want to do, where you want to have Julie act like some kind of like Nazi sympathizer that you're having
she's
sex with.
She's not a Nazi sympathizer. She's a Jewish sympathizer.
Because she's having sex with a Jewish man?
Yes.
But no, but a lot of them did that, and then they would go and sell him out.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
Ilsa, the she-dog of the Führer.
I wouldn't let them touch her.
But she's German.
Yes. Rosing.
Wow, this is a lot. Wow, so what does this say? Sexual, sexy Nazi role-playing okay? As long as you're a proud Jew.
I did
this
not
is an article
say
from Forward
she was
Magazine.
Be Nazi.
This is a good yeah, can you I can't even can I can't read it. What does it say here? All right, it says there's nothing wrong with introducing Nazi role play in the bedroom, according to Josephine Dalton.
There's no Nazi role play.
Journalist
She's
Mark
German.
Oppenheimer
not every
wrote
German was a Nazi.
Mark Oppenheimer's writing about this, but he scolded the letter writer for being a self-hating Jew. Famous sex writer Dan Savage called on Oppenheimer, who is Jewish, to answer the unusual question on his blog, Savage Love. The letter writer, a Jewish woman in her 20s, found herself in quite a pickle with her German lover.
Oh, see, this is way different than what I'm trying to do.
She wanted to ask him to fulfill her Nazi roleplay fantasy, but was scared he would be offended. Yeah, that's,
of course.
That's the fear. Oh, yes. How long
no,
do I have to wait?
I'm talking about a German that hides the Jewish people.
Oh, okay. That's different. You
That's
didn't set
what
it
I'm
up
talking
like
about.
That.
No.
You didn't set it up like that.
I'm working on. I'm dealing with. This fantasy's being happening as in my mind as live.
Why are you doing it with me and Rob? You should be doing it with your wife.
Well, I come here, I cook the ideas around, and I present them to Julie later once they're fully cooked. See, this is good.
Do you think that she's going to be excited that you and I worked out your Nazi role play with her?
Nazi
era role play.
Nazi
you're
going
to have
Nazi
to go,
era
and
sure.
You're going to have to go and do that with her. You're going to have to go discuss that and say Henry loves this idea.
Yeah,
like I've, the second, like, and then be like, yeah,
we worked.
Yeah, Henry,
it on the show.
Yeah, Henry really was excited for this idea.
I bought her a German hat once, like one of like the ones that kind of look like Peter Pan a little bit. She wasn't happy about it. She didn't like it.
No, but you want your a hat. It's not a sexy article of clothing, Eddie.
I'm not trying to take it. Well, it is if it's the only thing you're wearing.
Actually, no. I find it strange. Can you imagine that? I don't know why. I don't know what it is about, like, again, if it's a nude woman, I'm engaged. I don't really care. But something about a nude woman with just a top hat on, with just a Peter Pan hat on, actually. I'm looking at this, Rob. Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah.
Because it looked like she's like a little girl that got transformed magically into an adult. You know what I mean? And that she's still the little girl on the inside.
Hold on. You weren't a lost boy? Now she's a found woman.
Yep, she is. And he found her. And well, I'm really glad we explored that. So this is, but we can't wait to come to Huntsville.
Oh, they have the local Mill Arts Center. Lots of artists and studios and a handful of galleries to check out.
They have a record store and a dude who makes cigar box guitars.
Huntsville Space and Rocket Center. We know they won't let us in there.
We've already asked and they said no.
Yeah, they won't. NASA said Henry can't come.
I can't go anywhere. I can't come.
And they're right, because you can't, right? When was the last time you actually...
Oh, I come.
Yeah.
I come, my friend. Don't you worry about that. It'll come out.
Well, it was what NASA told us no. It was DC NASA, so maybe Alabama NASA has smaller scruples.
Technically, the LA, was it the California NASA said that they might.
But our connect there got a new job, and so... Yeah, so our LA NASA Connect got a new job, so we can't take us somewhere.
I'm excited about this, but we do have to take a plane there, and it's been horrible out there for planes. And I did want to bring up this one story.
Okay.
Now, I've heard something about this several times, which is, you know that if you die in the air, there's really not much they can do for you.
No, it's how Carrie Fisher died. She had a heart attack on an airplane.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No one did anything.
Well, I think they punched her in the chest a bunch of times. They tried to save her.
Just bullying her? No. Can't believe that they would do that. But sometimes it happens. And honestly, these people are all traumatized, but I actually think it's kind of fun.
It's amazing she couldn't force the plane to land.
Right?
Yeah.
She could have. She could have if she wanted to. She could have taken the rebellion to the cock. Here we go. Now, this story, some people say they're all traumatized, but I actually think it's kind of funny.
Okay.
Mitchell Ring and Jennifer Collin were on a Qatar Airways flight from Melbourne to Doha, the Qatari capital, last week.
Okay.
But 10 hours into the flight, a woman exited the restroom, collapsed, and died right in front of them. That's very horrible. That's horrible. And they say, according to them, they did everything they could. You know, they pumped her legs, fished around her mouth, they kissed her a bunch.
Yeah.
And she never came back.
Held her upside down.
Yo, everything you do to a woman. Sometimes also with a woman, too, if you ever, this is a tip out. This is for, I don't want anybody to push back on me on this.
I don't think that, you never get pushed back.
No. If you want to wake up a woman who's asleep or is dead, twist them like radio dials.
Yeah.
Sometimes that's how you know if she's dead. All right. Now, every time there's a fresh dead woman, always do that. Try to change the volume on her.
Yeah. Pencil. Tip.
Yep. And that's how you find out when they're not. Because most people respond to that.
Mm-hmm. All right, but you can't do that in the air. You got to turn the air. You got to put it on airplane mode.
You do. You're right. That's what they did. So they did everything they could, according to them. They said they looked a little frustrated. All right. And so they didn't know what to do, is that, which I don't really know, is I guess it's because her body was right there.
Yeah.
Because my thing is, she already paid for a seat. Just, you should put the dead woman back in the seat she paid for.
Well, they didn't put her in the seat she paid for?
No. They decided because she might have been of the larger persuasion.
Mm-hmm.
It seems that they physically could not get her back to her seat.
Okay.
So they just plopped her in the seat that was open next to this couple. So they said they said straight up, can you move over, please? They said, yes, no problem. And then they just placed that lady in the chair that they were just sitting in. So she just laid there absolutely dead.
Well, Qatar Airways is not Delta.
No, it's not. But Qatar also, it's like, you're in the middle, you're over the Atlantic Ocean. So I do understand why you have to, well, I guess no, be over like the Indian Ocean. But it's like, I understand why you can't necessarily land.
No, you can't.
So they said the couple.
Why didn't they give the couple of somewhere else to sit?
Well, this is the worst part, is that they got stuck in. They got stuck in while the, because this is the thing.
Was the lady was really big?
Let's put it this way. I think that some people, maybe not me, but if a body was placed next to me, I think that some people might be very reticent to get near it or go past it. Me, I'm straddling the thing if I have to take a shit. I don't care.
Yeah, no, I gotta
get
out of there.
I'm just going. All right? I know it's dead. Okay, I know she's dead. Go by. I'll give her the little papal blessing or something.
Was she doing the dead body thing and like shitting and puking and pissing and stuff?
The dead body thing.
Yeah, you know,
you said it like it's like a dance move.
Well, I mean, when someone dies, you just like shit yourself, right?
Yeah, you ventilate.
Yeah.
Yeah, she could have definitely. Well, it sounds like she just came out of the bathroom, so I think she was empty.
Oh,
and then she came.
Maybe that's what was keeping her alive.
Oh, sad. Now that's sad. I should think about that now. Hopefully, I don't have a shit that's keeping me alive inside of me.
Oh yeah, You got one? You never know when it's going
to
come.
Oh, wow. That's scary to me.
I have a question.
Okay.
What would you guys rather, sit next to a dead person for 4 hours or a screaming baby for 4 hours?
Dead person.
I think, yeah, the first hour would be kind of tough, but once you get used to it.
It's just a dead person.
Yeah.
They're just sitting there. It'd be different if the
dead. I think about the dead person haunts you forever. The baby, you get relief as soon as you're not by it anymore.
Is it just odd to say that I don't think it would haunt me at all?
Yeah.
I think that I'm on a plane, and there's different rules. I think that if I saw someone die in front of me, I saw someone die in front of me in an emergency room, I have. Mm-hmm. I watched someone collapse, and that did end the panic attack that I was in there for, because I realized that I shouldn't be in the emergency
room. Yeah, you're fine, actually.
Yes. And then I've seen dead body, I saw a dead body on the train, mm-hmm. and I'm not really that scarred by it.
Well, the thing is,
I didn't go to war.
No, well, yeah, those were normal dead bodies. They weren't, like, hacked up or anything like that. I think this woman, I don't know why they put her in that seat. Why not just put her in a bathroom?
I think they just...
And you shut the door.
I think they just were trying to get her in a seat because they didn't want her corpse lying like a log in the center of the fucking aisle.
Yeah.
And so I think they wanted to plop her into a seat as some form of respect, I imagine. I don't know, though, because...
I mean, definitely, if there's more than one bathroom, you jam her in the bathroom, you shut the door so no one has to see it. That's exactly what you do. Or you find a way to put her down with the luggage.
You know where you...
So she stays cold.
That would actually be nice. Or you put her up in the galley where you can literally cover her in ice.
Well, you can't... We've already established you can't, like, we're not lifting her up.
Well, yeah, yeah, but they could have asked people to help. I've had someone help. I've had the... Is there a doctor on a plane on a flight before? But they said the worst part was that when they were stuck after the flight emptied... They were not allowed to leave their seats because they had to wait until the medical officer came on and worked on the dead body as they were stuck next to it because they didn't want to cross over the body.
Well, they just wanted to make sure that she was actually dead, I imagine.
Yeah, we again, twist the nipples, slap her face a bunch. Like, that's a big thing. You don't do that a lot. In old-time movies, you remember how they used to do that a lot? There was a lot more, like, slapping people.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Airplane.
Like, you're hysterical. They slap you.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's not allowed anymore, but it probably worked in a couple occasions.
But if I saw it, you know, you just give a fucking couple jabs to the fucking dead body, it's not living. But again, by, at that point, she's dead. She's been dead.
Yeah, and so, 4 hours.
But don't worry. They said they went on to complete their trip to Venice, Italy. Because they said, you
that
know,
they're... couple?
Yep, they said they really trying to make the best out of a really hard situation.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, they just moved on. But he said, you know, we're on holiday, so we're just trying to have a good time.
And what are you gonna do, go home?
Yeah, exactly. No, you're going.
No, I'm already there.
We're going to Italy. That's what I'm telling my fucking wife. Being like, hey, listen, yeah, we saw a corpse today, but guess where we're going to see another corpse if I have to lose all these thousands of dollars on the fucking trip to Venice we just
took. Oh, man, I hope they didn't miss their connection.
Yeah. Hopefully Qatar Airways.
Is it Qatar?
I don't know.
I think it's Qatar.
Yeah.
They didn't give them anything after this.
Nothing.
Either.
No. Well, when are you going to go back to Qatar? What are they in? Hamas?
Well, no. Qatar Airways. It goes all over that area of the world.
Oh, okay.
Because that's probably the flight that they had to connect over to Italy. That's a long flight, Melbourne to Europe.
Yeah. No, for sure. For sure. You got to stop somewhere.
Yeah.
Live from your grave.
From the boogie down streets of Queens to a pile of beans, a new cup of piping hot Polish Italian Java, last podcast on the left, and Spring Hill Jack coffee are rising from the rubble with a new brew
on lock.
Butterfly Dudes Blue Eye Blend. Nothing to do with any moth based entity. Don't even think about it. This is a butterfly dude. Don't mind the blue eyes. He's just Caucasian. Our new proprietary roast might seem eerily similar, but don't let your tongue deceive you. It's a butterfly dude roast. This is the butterfly dude's blue eye blend. Entirely delicious, and not just the same beans. Butterfly dude's blue eye blend. From the cocoon to your room.
Well, we learned nothing, have we?
No.
And now it's time to have one of our favorite people on the face of the planet join us.
Yeah, baby.
Very, very excited. We have a guest in studio. His name is Dan Soder.
Live from your grave.
Ladies and gentlemen, this man to my right, we just appeared on his podcast.
Yes.
So, as is the custom of all comedians across all nations, we then invited him to be a part of our podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the incredible New York-based stand-up comedian, Dan Soder.
Yeah.
Yes!
That is so funny. That really is our only tradition in comedy.
Yeah.
It's like, I have prepared the couch for us to podcast. For the last time, you showed me your podcast, and now I will podcast with you.
Disregard my roommate.
Sorry if the TV's loud. He's going through something.
Tit for tit.
Yeah. Dude, it's great. I love being here. I love being at the last podcast. The studio is unbelievable. This is fucking unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Who's your favorite killer on our wall over here?
I mean, Casey Anthony, easily. Look at that smile. Also,
she knows she's getting away with it.
Dude, when you guys did the episode, because this is, and I've said this, but it's true. This is the only podcast I consistently listen to, and I have for years. But the Casey Anthony one you guys did, where the cops go into her job,
dude, it's
and
the
she's
best
just
act
leading
up.
Them around, like she worked at Universal Studios and did not, is the craziest shit I've ever heard.
It's some of the things that in this show are just a gift.
Yeah.
It's like a gift where you find out, like, I mean, obviously it's why we do the show.
Sure.
Is that when you start like opening up the hood,
yeah,
and looking into the actual details of these people's lives, it's fantastic. The idea of like a pathological liar's life is an amazing labyrinth.
Yeah.
And it's a fun circus. You've been with one, right?
I've met pathological liars, and what's crazy is when you think you have them nailed down, they like squirm out.
Oh yeah. Oh, yeah.
And that's what's amazing about her is that scene specifically that I'm talking about is they had her nailed down. They got to an end of a hallway and she was like, I've never worked. I don't work here.
Yeah,
and that's like just crazy.
But they're all cool with it.
They go, all right, well, that doesn't mean you murdered your daughter.
It's you guys crazy. Are making a lot of excuses.
Yeah, it's just wild. Yeah, it was, that is, so it's fun to be in the studios and like look around and be like, oh,
welcome.
Look at all this. So all the fans that are listening, I'm taking this in. This experience is for you as well.
You shat already.
I did. I went in and I touched myself, but in a piss sense, not in a sexual sense.
Did you get a chance to masturbate? To
yeah,
the
I always have to.
The Jackie trying to scoop up JFK's brains.
Yeah,
next to the
I go.
Toilet?
Oh fuck! You did not put that in here.
By the way, I went to the grassy knoll for the first time.
Oh, congrats!
Did they remove the X?
No,
never.
There's two X's.
They're making a double X. I think because of your guys' look at all the conspiracy theories, I believe that's how I arrived to my belief that it was the Secret Service member in the jump seat
Absolutely.
Of the Cadillac, and it was too early in the Secret Service's life that they could admit that they made a colossal fuck up like that.
I will not believe that a juicy secret of we killed JFK could have ever lasted long enough, because what do we know about CIA guys? As soon as they're sick, they start telling the truth. As soon as they'll have a bad cold, and they'll start saying stuff like, "Yeah, we definitely killed some people in Serbia." You know,
she's like, "Can I get you anything, Richard?" He goes, "I would love some chicken noodle soup." Also, we did it, Martin Luther King Jr. That was us. And she goes, "What? It's a head cold." He goes, "I just had to tell somebody in case this goes."
Yeah, in case this goes completely terminal.
It was me with a sniper rifle. I shot him on that balcony in Memphis.
But I just can't believe that the secret would ever lay that long.
No, it wouldn't.
Have you all ever hung out there and walked around, though?
No.
You haven't?
No, I worked in Fort Worth at this hotel where he stayed at. I was working the hyenas. Jealous.
And okay.
The hotel they put you up at is very loud about, like, this is where JFK stayed the night before he got assassinated. Like, every elevator bank, every floor, they're like, JFK stayed here before he got shot. They scream it, but I never went to the grassy knoll.
Well, like the Watergate in DC, now it's all super cute.
Yeah.
They're all like the main bar at it's called like the break-in.
That's what I was going to say. Yes. Break into comfort.
Yeah, it's like not even
Watergate.
A bit. They do that.
You go, I am not a crook. You're like, that doesn't even make sense.
What do you mean? Your hotel keys, a flashlight and shit. But I was behind the fence on the grassy knoll and I'm looking at the X. It's a perfect shot.
Well, that's what they're saying.
It's the perfect shot. It really is. So when you go and stand there, it's just like, there's even like a good prop. Like, it's perfect.
Yeah.
Well, when you went, this time, did you see what I loved about the first time I went to Dealey Plaza was the conspiracy theory buskers.
Oh, very
really?
Much. Oh, yeah. They try and like take you around and show you shit.
That's their ghost tours?
Dude, it's the best. It's they stand on the grassy knoll with like lanyards and like piles of newspapers. Yeah. And then they're just on loop.
It was just old black men when I went.
Exactly. It's the same guy.
It was wild.
He comes up to you. He just starts kind of saying the beginning of the story, right? And then he's like, if you want to hear the rest, that'll be $15.
I love that.
And then you like, you can pay the man $50. Marcus and I did it. We paid him money.
Yeah.
And then we both sat with this homeless man as he described the events of the conspiracy theory. And then we started pushing back. And then we're now talking with the man. And then he's yelling at us, being like, you don't know better than me. You don't know better than me. And we're all like, I'm sorry, sir. Like, I guess we're just visiting. This is an important place for our relationship.
The thought of you looking at the grassy knoll and then a guy with a cigarette bouncing in the corner of his mouth going, you know that's where they did it.
Yeah.
And then you look and you go, excuse me? And then that's how he gets you in.
Yeah.
That's how they train each other. They go, it's the opening line. It's the opening line. Jackie shouldn't have worn gloves that day. What? What did you say?
Well, let's sit down right here on my knee and I'll tell you a little tale about a man from Boston.
A lot of Irish brains spilled on that X. And you go, oh my God.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Tell me more. Now, I'm glad that you even said this, because I'm so glad to have you here.
I'm glad to be here.
Because he's on Billions.
Right? Yes.
And he knows, like, even just, you heard that, like, even just saying that about the pitch, right? Like, he knows all about the pitch.
It's...
And what you got to do to get in there.
Dastardly people.
Oh, yeah, dude. I did headhunting for a very small period of time, and I was fired immediately.
If you wanted to, your character from Wolf of Wall Street might have hired my character from Billions.
Yes.
Later on.
Very similar in the idea of doing the stockbroker as idiot.
Yes.
Which is fun.
Yes, it is. It's very fun to just go like, hey, what if you're a complete moron, but we're very rich?
Yeah, all of them. And then you find out that's literally the heart of all of the stockbroking like industry is all fat fucks from Queens.
It's all confidence where there should be none.
It's the same guys that failed cop exams, like became stockbrokers, but it does work. But how do you feel about crypto?
I don't know what it is. I don't trust what it is. It seems like there's a lot of people that are just getting absolutely just wrecked.
Yeah.
Because they buy these like meme coins. The one I know, the most famous one, is the Hawk Tua girl.
Oh, Hawk Tua girl. And then she finally made her very tear-filled apology because she just didn't understand. She didn't know. Hawk Tua girl is innocent.
I do believe that she had no idea.
Yeah, she took the money.
Yeah, someone, I do believe that. I don't think it was a Kaiser Soze thing where she goes, all right, y'all, I'm going to bed. And then she walks off and she goes, excellent.
Exactly.
Justice as I planned.
Someone get Elon on the phone.
Yeah.
Talking about blowjobs in the street to stealing millions and like you being the person who
what
did
a Bond villain. He's like, I didn't expect to see you, Miss Sucks Me Off.
I'll do it. Hey, it's only $25. James, I'll blow you. I can suck you. James, I'll suck you.
Him fucking a hillbilly girl?
Little known secret, I'm actually... homosexual.
Oh, there's nothing that drives me wild like a little hillbilly girl. It seems as if the rug pull with her, and you're right, I don't think she knew what she was doing, but I also did not feel like there were any victims in this.
No, it's only idiots.
Yeah.
Only idiots lost their money, but now this is why I wanted to bring this up, is because this story really made me laugh. Now, this comes from Twitter. I don't know if you're aware.
Okay.
It's an app. Now, a crypto trader known as Mr. Fuck You, he shot himself live on Twitter.
Have you not heard about this yet?
No.
Happened yesterday. We keep meeting under these crazy circumstances.
Oh, yeah. By the way, right before we even get to the story, when you had us on the show, the Luigi Mangione
shooting happened hours
before. So everyone was like, why didn't they go harder in the paint on Dan Soder's show? And I was like, it's because we didn't know what the fuck was happening.
The body wasn't tagged yet. Legitimately.
Yeah.
You guys came over at like 11:30 a.m. The murder happened at 6:30 a.m. So there's a chance he was still en route. route to the morgue.
Oh, yeah.
The embalming fluid was not in that CEO yet.
It wasn't cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you can hear it a little bit back. All right, so take it back. A crypto trader known as Mr. Fuck You, he shot himself live on Twitter after losing his last $500 in a meme coin rug pull on Friday night. Now, what he said, this complete utter chode.
What does that mean, by the way?
I don't know
a meme coin rug pull.
I'm going to say
they took his meme coin from him.
What they do is pump up a coin, a fake crypto version of a coin, right? They pump it up. They all put the money in, and the goal is to get out and sell right at the very top, which normally happens within about 8 to 12 hours.
So now is everyone trying to sell when they get to that top?
It's like, you know, no matter what, short a stock.
Yeah.
It's like, I believe it's like that.
So no matter what, people are going to get fucked.
Yes. Okay. Or if you're in at the end. If you know it beforehand.
Showing up at the end of the gangbang.
Yeah.
Why is everything so soupy?
Oh, my God. Someone, can we put the air conditioning on?
It's warm, but it's also kind of like damp in an unsettling way.
Dave, she's alive. Right?
Would you like some cortisone?
You just sit down next to her head. Are you sleepy? That's cryptocurrency.
Yes. And it's literally, it's that guy being like, well, I'll still take my turn.
I'll guess I'll kiss you.
But this guy, he says, okay, he says he wanted to, I guess, promote this new meme coin. So he had a revolver in his hands and he says, if I die, make me a meme coin. The gun then misfired twice.
Oh.
And then on the third time, blew his fucking brains out. And then it shot the brains out of the back of his head, and then the stream lasted for another 30 minutes. As, guess what happened? The meme coins started getting printed. So they immediately did a bunch of them, because he was also known as I'm Really Poor online. This is him with an AK-47 and a fedora.
Oh, my God.
This is exactly how I imagined Mr. Fuck You, both in life and in death.
I mean,
it is a cheap, shitty gun.
Yes, it is a. Was that a Kalashnikov?
It's an AK.
That is an AK.
It looks like without a stock, without the back end of it.
So you see, what they're saying right here, according to Mr. Fuck You, his life, he also went by I'm Really Poor. He's 23. And he said he was going through some mental health struggles, obviously.
Yeah.
And some believe that the suicide was tied to a breakup, as he used to talk about his shorty, but suddenly he stops referring to her.
No more shorty.
No, it's about 2 weeks ago. And then it turned into a full meme coin circus. You have a thing called Mysticoin, with the developer sending him 70% of the total supply just before his death. And then reactions on crypto Twitter were actually really interesting, because a lot of people were, of course, like, just jumping in. So a lot of people made money on meme coins based upon his death in the moments after his death.
That is literally the reason that Damian Lewis's character in Billions is a horrific person, is because he was trading as 9/11 was happening.
That's the idea,
and that's
right?
The exact same thing that these people were doing.
Oh, yeah.
I tragedy strikes, and people go, make money off it.
Oh, yeah.
The only part, and this unfunny situation, obviously, someone took their own life.
It's kind of funny.
It's funny that he took three times that he went like this.
I just think it's
there we go.
I don't mind this trend. I think that this could be a continuous, like, we could lose some extras.
Yeah, Grandpa, what was cryptocurrency? You go, well, it was quite the watch for about 10 years. And then they all died.
I just feel like it's what are we going to do? Because I know it's the idea of, like, money's fake anyway.
Yeah,
sure.
And then crypto's like a new fake money.
Yes.
And so now we're supposed to all believe in the new fake money, but also it's making people kill themselves.
But if he was going to kill himself anyway, why shouldn't people make money?
That's a good point.
A true businessman.
What a capitalist. He goes, I'll tell you
this.
What are the resources here? Can we take them?
How do we buy in?
I think it's like the thing about, yes, all money is, and I mean, you could go further and say, like, once we got off the gold standard, then all of a sudden now money truly means
nothing.
Once we
stopped giving shells for blowjobs, then everything's been downhill.
Money's everything goes
real.
Crazy.
Yes.
Money's not real.
Proof that money's
but
not real.
But this is like the most manipulated, like, up and down. And I guess it is similar to the stock market, when you see stuff happen and then all of a sudden everyone's like, money's down, money's up. But this is just like so warped and crazy, and it is silly because it's called like the the like sloppy top coin. Yeah. Uh-oh.
You know, like, hundreds of thousands of dollars, even millions of dollars are getting slopped around with these dumb shit little things, which is it seems like the smokescreen. I brought this up a little bit in our Anders Breivik series, but I do feel like this is it's like a boomer situation here that I'm forced into.
Yeah.
Where several very big studies showed about how memes radicalize young men faster than any other form of media.
That's because we hate to read.
It's because memes, making it funny and making it palatable, make it extremely easy for it to slide in. Because then how does this sound familiar? It's only a joke. I'm just saying it's just a funny thing that I'm doing. Yeah. This is just, I'm doing
it. I wasn't serious.
Yes. And the problem is that if nobody ever is serious, eventually you're going to, it changes your worldview in a way. Eventually, if nothing is remotely sacred, all of a sudden, you're 21-year-old making money off of some dipshit suicide because you can.
Well, because memes turned you into the Joker.
Yes.
Where nothing is connected and everything is like, okay, I'll just kill everybody.
You become a goon lord.
You do. You become a goon lord. It really, and it's, these young guys are like, well, I can make a life-changing amount of money.
Like, yeah.
I mean, dude, the craziest thing is when Trump did that right before his inauguration.
Oh my God.
And you're like, listen, I hate all politicians. I think they're all scumbags. But if Obama tried doing that, they would have bled out of their dick holes.
He would have been, they would have set him on fire.
If it had gone, I've got a pretty good one. It's called the Barry Coin. I should probably get in. Because get out. And then we're going to launch the Michelle.
Yeah. You know what I mean? I love the Michelle coin. Yeah.
At first, we're going with the Barry. Now, the Barry's up. And by the way, everyone's feasting. Everyone's eating. Everyone eats on this. We all up, team. And then your rug pulls. Yeah. I don't know what happened. I'm going to bed.
Yeah. You know me. I got to get early.
I'm going to play some basketball. I got to hit the hay.
Well, how much money was made on this meme coin?
Really? Whoever held the Trump coin, like someone had like a lot of it.
Yeah.
Which is also funny because they announced the coin during that crypto conference that Snoop was performing.
Yes.
In. Yeah.
So Snoop was the distraction. Where they're like, he's like, hey, y'all crypto tizzles ready to hear some rap pizzles? Yeah. And everyone's like, oh,
what
yeah.
the fuck? And that's actually a very interesting way to put it. I actually do wonder if it is even like that. Like literally, like Snoop's gonna now do 15 minutes.
You wanna hear Gin and Juice live?
And we're literally going to short this in the next 15 minutes. Like, we're going to get this done.
Seven of us are about to make $60 million each within 2 hours.
I mean, and everybody else eats dick. That shit.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Everybody else eats dick. But I just more, it was just looking at him, too. He just looks like such a fucking, you know, how do you say, like, does anybody look at their baby when it first comes out of their vagina and they look at them in the bassinet and be like, my son one day is going to commit suicide on Twitter.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like, this, well, he has the face of somebody that would.
Way to take something as sexy as Bud Dwyer and make it not cool.
Yeah, buddy,
least,
come on.
At least Bud Dwyer did, like, local corruption and was like, he had, like, a ton of shit against him. He wasn't just like, my girlfriend left me and I'm not making any money. Now, if all of you are afraid of guns.
Which I just don't even understand. It's like the story of every person who's ever made it.
Yeah.
It's like, that's the buddy, I mean, if he just, well, I don't know if he
it's
was
like
going to
make
got it.
Gold chains and a gun, but you're wearing a $10 hat. Well, it's fucking aggravating.
That's a Rich Voss hat.
Yeah. I don't know if really, is it autographed?
I don't know, probably. But that's like, these kind of pictures, that kind of like, I'm broke as fuck, but then what was his other name? Is like, Mr.
I'm really poor. I'm Mr. Fuck You, and I'm really poor.
So look at those two emotions.
Right.
He's sad and he's angry.
That's bipolar.
Yeah. That's like, he wasn't like,
I mean,
Mr.
sad and angry isn't bipolar. That's
I'm just saying that when he's sad, I'm really poor.
Yeah.
When he's up, when he's manic,
it's Mr. Fuck You.
Mr. Fuck You.
That's when he puts the fedora. Is that Mr. Fuck You?
That's
that
Mr. Fuck You.
Mr. Fuck You. Yeah.
Right there. That's Mr.
Now,
fuck
show
You.
The other one.
He's just like, that's Mr. I'm really poor with the Louis Vuitton hat to the side. Yes. Because he is poor because he spent $1,000 on a stupid hat.
I just hate when people shave the top of their mustache.
It's really great. You, unless you're John Waters, you have to be a professional homosexual to have a pencil. pencil thin mustache. You are not allowed.
Or you better fucking own a haunted house.
Yeah, go
you
Mets.
You better have a haunted house. That's so funny. Just going, what are you doing? Just taking care of the top of mustache.
She's like, that's weird, buddy. It's like 1925.
Oh, why don't you kill yourself? He goes, that's it.
Holy shit.
That's the song.
That's how we'll be rich.
That's how I make the money. That's the meme coin. Hey, why don't you kill yourself with your stupid mustache? That's, say that again?
Wait, it's
just what? I said take out the trash, kill yourself, your stupid mustache.
That's an amazing idea.
I'm going to get on Twitter.
How did you get a revolver?
Shorty?
Her name just was Shorty?
Just go to, trust me, go pick up paper towels and cleaner. You're coming back.
So we just want to say, again, rest in peace to Mr. Fuck You, and I hope that you guys, you gooners and you goon dames, I mean, think women goon, you gainers, you women gooners, if you even exist, I hope that you go out there and you celebrate him every day by buying a revolver.
Yes. That's very nice.
That's really good. Really good send off.
Thank you.
I got another story out of Surfside, Florida. This one's fun. You're going to love this.
And you know this. What I like about it is you're like, in the drug movies where the guy tastes the cocaine and he goes, that's good shit.
It's a Florida.
If it's a Florida story, that's pure Florida.
Yeah,
and he goes, well, that ain't no Florida Bama shit. That's pure Florida.
Oh, yeah.
Well, this one kind of pisses me off, and I don't know where I stand on it. I've actually gone back and forth in my head twice already, so maybe you guys can help me out. 35-year-old man terrorized the community of Surfside, Florida with a Chucky doll.
Now, what I like
is... He was standing outside of a market, and then he was, like, waving the Chucky doll at people, and then eventually he got arrested for disturbing the peace.
Yeah, see, I just, like, it's just a doll, but look at it. They call him a fictional serial killer. That's what they call
Chucky.
Oh,
that's what they call Chucky, serial killer.
They said he's waving around a fictional serial killer, that's and it's just... like, no, it's a doll, but it's fine.
It's a red-haired doll.
Yeah. Yes, but I want you guys to see I want you guys to see the news report when we get a chance here. As soon as
why? Because they take it way too seriously.
Oh, of course. Absolutely. That's
I just correct. Wish it was a real little red-headed boy.
That would be great in overalls. A child abduction story.
You better watch out, or I'll hit you with Sean.
All right, check this out.
Pretty creepy crime. A man arrested after some bizarre behavior. And cops say it wasn't child's play.
In fact, body camera video you're going to only see on Local 10. Police say the man you see right there holding a Chucky doll was using that toy to scare people outside of a market.
Rosh Lowe seems fine, life. Right?
Whatever he's doing.
Having fun.
What is this fucking with Chucky merch?
What a strange one. All right, everyone, we're going to begin it this way. I tried to get the doll today. I couldn't, but I got something else. You know who this guy is?
You got a costume from...
You're walking around in Surfside. I was able to get the actual
What are you
costume.
Oh, this is the worst
and
shit I've ever
guy,
seen.
He's wearing...
He was just happy to expense this for Halloween next
and
year.
And calls coming to police. This guy is scaring people.
How is this helping?
Cops a real nightmare. Take a look.
Take a look. Damn, he was...
And you really have no reason to be in the area.
What the Chucky is going on?
God damn it. I will love this forever if he stops and he goes, you don't understand. I'm trying to get my soul into the body.
Yeah, that's what I want.
You don't.
I don't know what happened.
I was just walking.
Just walking.
You didn't talk to anybody?
You want to bet? No, with all this
stuff. No, I don't need to bet with you, man.
As you can see, definitely.
He said the doll is fake.
Surfside police get the call. Someone is waving around a Chucky doll and scaring people outside a local market when cops say the suspect couldn't get beer. They warn the guy, but Chucky is back. No, not the movie.
So this is my question. Did he actually believe in the magic of Chucky?
No, he's literally running around outside this market holding a Chucky doll. Like, I'm going to get you, motherfucker. I'm going to get you.
But the thing is, he said it was in response to him being not given beer at the restaurant, so he went home to get his Chucky.
You know who could solve this? A murderous little doll.
You know who would never, ever betray me? You know who I could find, I could call to my side?
Charles, stab him. He knows Chucky's full name.
Yeah, he just goes in there.
This news report sucks so bad that they are trying to push the fact of the storyline of Child's Play onto an insane man. This guy should be stripped of all press credentials.
What is this man doing?
He's just holding her costume up.
And it doesn't have the mask. It doesn't have the thing. Well, this is the worst reporting
and
I've seen.
Whoever set up this camera shot, there's a reflection on him that is, you just can't stop watching. It's like they have like a street sign behind the camera and they're flashing the sun at him. See what I mean?
Yeah, I do see that. What is going, yeah, he looks like he's in a J.J. Abrams film. And he looks like he...
It just looks like the reflection is weird.
Yes.
This is a thing that shouldn't have been like, there's a crazy guy with a doll down the street. Don't go there.
Yeah, but like, why does this man get arrested? And it's because he has a record, I think. He has a very long record, multiple DUIs. He has a couple assault and batteries.
Is no man better than his past? Can no man grow past his fucking, where he's, oh, the chains of what I've been put up.
What if it wasn't a Chucky doll? What if it was like a giraffe doll? Should it be allowed to do that? And be like, your giraffe's going to scare you. You
know? Jeffrey from Toys R Us is pissed they've been liquidated. I wonder if some of his DUIs were Chucky, like he got in the passenger seat and then he put Chucky down.
You wouldn't even believe this thing, man. This is a dangerous, he's a crazy driver.
I know the killer that's inside him and he's nuts. Yeah. He's nuts, officer.
But just the idea of he's going like, was he going, hey, yeah. Hey. And also just the idea of calling the cops on him is very strange.
Yes.
Hi, 911. You're going to have to listen to me.
There is a man with a tiny porcelain redheaded child. Outside of this door.
He's an Oshkosh Pagoshis and he's swinging him around.
Are you? It's flailing.
Also, the reporter going like, stories about Chucky. There's a Spirit Halloween down the street.
I'm on it.
I might be able to. He goes, guys, check this out. Let's go live right now. He's opening the costume. They're like, that's not the doll.
The only way this is honestly police worthy is that you take two of them, chain them together. That's a nunchucky. Mm. And then that could actually be extremely, extremely dangerous to him.
Then it's a weapon.
Yeah.
But then it's a weapon. Yeah. But then you also got to fill him with lead.
Are those heavy Chuckies? Those are illegal in the state of Florida. You can't have a weighted Chucky. That is wild.
You remember the Teddy Ruxpins?
Yeah.
Oh, those things fuck you up.
Yeah,
you know, my favorite diss ever was our friend Jermaine Fowler said that my voice sounds like a Teddy Ruxpin running out of battery. I cannot hear that. He said that over 16 years ago.
Isn't that funny?
He goes, damn, you sound like a Teddy Ruxpin running. It's like, I want to read this.
No, it's because you have a beautiful, real radio voice.
Running out of
man, I miss my Teddy Ruxpin, but I was angry. Whenever I tried to hug him, I'd like give myself a concussion because it's a robot.
Yeah, it is a robot. You forget that he is a skeleton.
Yeah. You do it too hard, Eddie.
And he was very cute, so you'd want to like squeeze him.
He's just telling me stories. Everyone else who tells me a story lets me hug him. Why can't I hug this guy?
Look at him.
Scary, Eddie.
Yeah. Yeah, I love you, Teddy.
Fly from your grave.
There's another story.
We got one more of these stories.
One more. Yeah. All right. This one's I figured you'd have some fun with this one, Dan. So Garde or Gardai, I don't know.
God,
I don't
Eddie.
Speak Irish.
No, you don't. you don't. It is, it's...
They're continuing to keep an open mind on the discovery of a severed hand at a school in North Dublin on Friday. It is understood that a human hand may have been dropped into a schoolyard at Our Lady of Immaculate School in Darndale by a bird from its beak on Friday morning.
This sounds like an Irish folk tale.
Yeah. Do you know what they say when you find a hand in a schoolyard?
Yeah.
And it's got the marks of a beak, it means that good luck, it's on its way.
Oh, suck on his pinky.
Oh, never take a bodiless hand in a schoolyard, or else you'll have 20 years of bad luck.
Well, a prominent theory in the investigation is that the hand may belong to a local male child who suffered a horrific burn injuries in a gas container explosion at a bonfire on Thursday night.
What point in the night do you say, hand's gone?
Yeah.
No reason to look.
No one went looking at
it. James, your hand is gone. God gives you two until you lose them.
You know, that's nice, though. You got one still.
Hey, I shake me hand. At least you have this one. And it's your hand-shaking hand.
They could not definitely confirm at this stage that the hand was discovered at the school belonged to the boy.
Check his wrist.
Why does he just go down and go, yo, that's me?
Yeah.
I would never wear that watch.
How big's the hand?
Like, so it's
funny. How many children are missing hands?
It looks like one of the ones you buy at a football game with the number one sign.
Absolutely a giant black man's hand.
This isn't my son's hand at all.
This looks like his Lamar Odom hand.
It looks like damn Shaquille O'Neal dropped his hand here.
Yeah, maybe the bird was just trying to bring the hand back to where he thought it belonged. Dropped it at the school.
Or the bird was like, look at this feast that I... God damn it, I dropped it. Yard. I can't get that thing back up. A full hand... Just at the wrist?
Yeah, dude. It just popped off. I guess it exploded, and then a bird... I do think it's exactly what you said. I think a bird picked it up thinking, yum, lunch. And they pick it up, and then it's hard for a bird to do it, and the bird don't go back. Birds are lazy. They always kind of talk about the early bird and the worm and stuff like that, but I think largely... I've seen birds drop shit all the time.
Birds really give up.
They just don't really care.
The thought of someone coming home hammered from a pub and then being like... I can't find me damn loiter. And then looking up and watching a hand drop out of the sky and go into the yard and you go, the fuck? I'm scared. Run home.
He's like, it's time to get sober.
Oh, fuck. Oh, I'll tell you what fucking got me on the wagon. A hand falling out the damn sky.
It's from the clouds.
The birds dropping hands.
But how do they not know if it's the same child?
They should just go and line it up.
I think it's because the child, maybe it's because he's embarrassed.
Or was the hand mauled?
It blew off from a gas canister explosion, so I imagine it ain't pretty.
Give it a shot.
Also, what's this 12-year-old doing around gas canisters?
I mean,
what kind of dangerous life is this kid leaving?
Europeans have more fun.
Yeah, they drink wine at dinner. They play with explosives.
Yeah.
I'll always remember we went to Berlin, and we were walking around, and, it's this big, it was like an EDM festival / environmental protest.
That's very funny.
There was nothing like seeing 14-year-olds look so classy drinking white wine. They're all drinking white wine. They're all I didn't know what wine was.
I couldn't even tie my shoes.
Yeah, they're all very, very cosmopolitan. And they're all enjoying each other, clinking glasses and stuff.
You've never been to an art exhibit since the age of 14?
Yeah, they're all just so very cool.
Well, school was not in session, so no children saw the hand, so that's nice.
I mean, that's sad, though, for them, because I feel like that's a fun story for kids. I feel like in Stand By Me, yeah, I saw human bones once when I was a child. It was awesome.
Hell really?
Yeah.
Where'd you see him?
In Forest Park in Queens. We went up there, and we went to, my buddy and I went past a bunch of, at the time...
They're walking around the railroad tracks.
I've heard this before. Yeah,
I was the fat one.
I'm Jerry O'Connell.
But we went through a bunch of police lines. My neighborhood in Queens had a very sudden influx of Haitian population over a very small period of time. And it really changed the neighborhood. And it brought in a lot of voodoo and brought in a lot of practices. And we had several voodoo head shops in the neighborhood, which were awesome.
Yeah.
You could see it. You could go into it was like a bodega. And then you'd look past the guy and there would be a room behind him where you'd have all the paraphernalia that you go and you get it all.
Nothing cooler growing up if you had voodoo stores.
Oh yeah, and you're 10, you're can I see that?
Yeah, they were and they're all they go no, not for you. And then we went to this place that was all cordoned off, and there was blood all over they did animal, it was one of those things where they came hard down, cops came down hard on the Haitian populations, obviously because of racism, and also because they were doing a lot of animal sacrifice with no licenses.
That's really funny to get a license for animal sacrificing.
Killing. I mean, that's just fine.
You have to do it in a certain place.
Yeah.
You have to do it because apparently, you can't do it at Forest Park.
You can't do it in your rental.
Them walking up going, you got the forms? If you ain't got the forms to do this, you should not be out here chopping this fucking goat's head off.
Listen, I love Mama Muerte just as much as anybody else, all right? Every day I give him a sip of rum and I smoke a cigar to Papa Evil, okay?
Buddy, listen, if I could bring back a zombie, I'd be doing it. I'd bring back my father-in-law because he was the best part of my wife's family. I need the paperwork or I'm taking you fucking in.
Remember all the places that would sell chickens all over New York?
Yeah. I mean, dude, in Astoria, they sell everything. You get goats and shit.
Yeah.
They are cracking down.
The chicken ones where they would...
Your feathers would be literally shooting out the side of the building.
When you'd watch Brooklyn and Queens especially, you'd see the trucks unload and you'd be like, Like, I remember on 39th Avenue in Queens walking by and being like, oh, those are hundreds of chickens and they're all still alive. And they're like, and you just walk by and like, oh, fuck.
I always wondered if those were more expensive than a rotisserie chicken at the store.
You never bought one?
No, I never bought a live chicken.
No, we bought, we did it once. We got one. They pre-killed it.
Oh,
they
really?
Kill it for you.
Oh, they kill it for you.
Yeah, you go with there and they literally go like, eh? And then you like, you go, kill it. And then they go like, they snap its neck. Oh. And then
did
they
you
take
watch?
All the fillers. Like, yeah.
And they wild. Pluck it. They pluck it in
yeah,
front of
they
you.
Yeah, they clean it all up. And then you take
how
it.
Much was it? Do you remember?
I want to say literally it was like $10. But I do think then I brought it to, because it was with Carly, and then she, I think she cried.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, she's a very nice person.
And also, like, weak. Watching it go like, oh, yeah. I want to call him. Oh, God.
Yeah.
Bang.
I just got hungrier.
Did you cook it, or did we, like, use it for a sketch or something?
We used it for a sketch.
Oh, okay.
This is where Murderfest was getting all its props back.
Dude,
in the day.
This is, we used
we
to,
had a
like,
pig head one time that we did a photo shoot with. I remember that.
Oh, and then I remember the time that we did a sketch where.
So you don't think about it. What did we do with the pig head? Did we just throw it in a trash can in the village?
That's what we did when you got all the pig intestines for the Budweiser sketch when yeah. we thought we needed to have real intestines. Now, there was no way we could ever fake it with any form of makeup. And so they covered me in real pig intestines and we destroyed this costume. We fucked up John's whole living room. We did all this shit just because we're like, no, dude, it's fucking hardcore.
No, dude, we're hardcore.
Yeah. Man, like,
we're doing art.
I mean, like,
we're
no, man.
Fucking art.
It's like, no, the audience doesn't know that it's fucking real, buddy.
It, like, didn't look real. I remember it being really thin and be like, oh, that doesn't look real. Yeah. Even though it is real. Yeah.
Everyone's like, this is fake. And you're like, you have no idea the disgusting lengths we went
and the
to
audience,
get this thing.
A lot of audience don't know what it's like to have a real butcher. Because I used to go to a real guy. That, I remember when we used to when we asked for the pig guts, and the guy was like, yeah. Like, he was so excited. He's like, no one wants these. Yeah. Hey,
you made my Tuesday shift easier. Come here. It's that bag right there.
Yeah, wow.
I love that guy. The liverwurst sandwiches. Those things would slow us down.
He made his own liverwurst.
You eat liverwurst?
No.
Oh, Dan, it's great.
Are you an advanced meat man?
Not really.
Ooh, yeah, you get sick?
No, I can hold on.
You ever
I
had just... head cheese?
No. What's that?
It's like meat jelly.
Oh, my
God. It's like all the stuff from your fucking head, dude. They
I remember listening to you guys going to Scotland, and you said you liked the blood.
Blood sausage. The white sausage, I don't know what it is. I think it's cum. I don't know what it is, but I
solidified,
eat it, too.
Solidified cum.
Yeah, it's because that's head cheese. So it's like essentially, it's a meat jelly solidified.
I'll tell you right now, by
it's
the looks of it.
It's very fat forward.
I could do it if I had a... cracker.
Oh, that's what you have to do. With mustard?
Yes.
You put some mustard in there,
oh,
man.
I can do that. Mustard,
some
you
onions.
Just sold it to
me.
Yellow or French?
It's a cold meatloaf.
I like a spicy-ass mustard, like a Kosciuszko. I like a fucking Polish mustard.
Would I look stupid doing it with like a French's?
No.
I mean, French's is a shitty mustard.
There's nothing stupid about
yellow mustard.
Let's not get into it.
I mean, the deli mustard, if you're going to have mustard, you eat deli mustard.
I like French.
You like shitty.
Yes.
That's his, he's alone. Yeah. He's alone.
I do.
You're allowed to do whatever you want. I'm just curious why somebody would.
It's because just, they're people what they grew up with.
I like it.
Yeah.
I fucking like it.
You're going to just listen. I want to squash this.
I didn't realize you were going to cry.
No, deli mustard. I would do that. I would absolutely do head cheese.
Yeah, man. I love all that type of shit. Anything that's fucking.
What about haggis?
Yeah, I love it.
You loved haggis.
I actively like haggis.
What?
Yeah, it's good. If you get it, good. They don't get it in. You're not going to eat it here.
Yeah, I know.
LA is not.
When we were in Edinburgh. For I lived with Sean Patton, and we would hang out every night. Me, Sean Patton, Langston, and Emmy Blotnick, and we were like, "Should we get haggis?" And we pussed out,
buddy.
We were
you'd
let's
be
not do it.
I mean, just
so
get
surprised.
A bite, you know, and then you throw the rest in the trash like a real American.
you would be wildly surprised how good it is because it's a horrible name, and the ingredients. Are a nightmare.
Yeah, so is a hot dog, and I like hot dogs.
Exactly. It is the same, basically the same profile, flavor profile as a hot dog.
Okay.
It's heavily spiced, good texture.
Okay.
Comes out like a solid disc.
There's people that are absolutely disagreeing with you right now.
Yeah,
they
love it.
They're like, no.
So there was this part, I want to hear about this. This kind of relates to what we're talking about. There was a wild game dinner in rural Pennsylvania this week where they ate crow.
Okay.
They had bear stew.
Okay.
Raccoon adui sausage, stingray casserole.
Ugh. You ever had skate?
No.
Skate is basically
like
skate. Yeah, it's like stingray.
Yeah, I think I've had skate before.
It's bad.
Was it gamey?
It's a difficult.
There's not much going on there.
Yeah, it thin, sucks. Yeah. You have to pull all the meat out of all the bones. And shit sucks.
Yeah, they had rabbit kielbasa, snapping turtle salami, smoked eel, beaver shepherd's pie.
Ugh.
Goose and sour
beaver shepherd's
crab?
Pie sounds like the worst porn I've ever seen.
She actually got her pussy blown off, and so, but we're still going to do the scene. We're still going to film this.
Yeah, I'm done. I'm ready.
And they also
what happened is I stepped on a landmine and it took out one of my lips. But still, I'm ready for the scene.
The groundhog chili dough does sound pretty
groundhog
good.
Groundhog chili.
See, none of that. The only thing that really skeeves me out is that I've heard bear meat's really gross. I've heard bear meat's very greasy.
They said it was cow because they put it in like a stew.
Yeah, I guess that makes sense.
This also sounds like a joke. It sounds like the back of a roadkill cafe shirt.
Yeah, it does.
Without the clever names. Like if they just gave up on a roadkill cafe shirt.
It's a raccoon omelet. Enjoy yourself.
Yeah. You guys used to call it like skid and turf.
No. It's called rat. It's rat meat.
It's rat burger.
Oh, man. But they say the things they have the biggest trouble cooking is predators like fox and coyote. They said they have a coyote smoked ham, and then half the people loved it, half the people hated it.
Yeah, I bet. Why wouldn't want to eat? I think dog in general is not necessarily.
Coyote's not dog.
Yeah.
I mean, they're like.
It's close enough.
They're dog adjacent for sure, but they live a different life.
They live tough lives.
Yeah.
You see a dog and then you see a coyote. It's like when you see a dog and then you see a wolf and you go, no, these aren't even similar. Like wolves are giant compared to dogs, and then coyotes are just like, oh, you poor son of a bitch. Yeah. They always have matted fur. They're always like, help me.
It kind of feels like we were just in Dallas with Marcus's family.
Yeah.
And there is like a thing about like, I always sort of feel like maybe I could be a man. And then you meet like all the ranchers.
Oh, yeah.
And then you're like, oh, I'm not a man.
Oh, yeah. Dude. I just get in there and like squeeze as hard as I can with the handshake and just be like, hopefully that's good enough.
His father has one eye and he still works like 15 hours a day.
Beat the shit out of us.
Yeah.
Look at that. He's like, help. But it is when you shake a man's hand like that and it just feels like tree bark.
Yeah.
Like it's not like a real hand. You go like, are you made of oak?
Yeah. Meanwhile, like my hand feels like essentially the hand of
it's like a soft.
Yourself. Hillary Swank.
Yeah.
I have Hillary Swank's hand.
He goes, I've never met a princess before.
I think you got Ricky Lake's hands.
Yeah. Oh, Ricky Lake hand ass.
I definitely do. If I went into her Hollywood fall,
oh my god, it unlocks something. You see a trace out. Oh my god, Junior Henry's hosting a 90s talk show.
Let's get real, people. With Henry Zebrowski.
Let's bring him out. You just say that. Let's bring him on out.
My sweetest, most beautiful Dan.
Oh my god, you guys are the best.
What a cherished time this was to spend this with you.
To go from the creek in the cave to this, to go from me listening to you guys as I play College Football 25 on my PlayStation 5.
And now,
very studio.
And then very quickly, when I wanted to do this, this was Rob's idea, and I think it's fun.
Yeah.
Yes.
Is at the end of your shows.
Yeah.
You do a card opening segment.
Hell yeah.
So Rob went to the local hobby store.
Yeah.
And he got a pack of cards to open that I figured that maybe we could describe. And I've never seen this before. It is the Elvis collection.
Yes! This fucking rules,
so
dude.
So I'm just going to give this to you.
Yeah.
So we all get a pack?
The Elvis collection.
You get a pack. You guys get a pack. And then we'll just
cards
see.
Of his
let's
life.
Go through some of it. Let's just see what this is.
It says Cards of His Life. It is the Elvis collection.
I love Elvis.
One's of a toilet. Yeah.
Whoa, he's a murderer.
If you get the peanut butter and banana a sandwich, you get another pack for free.
Oh my god, a fake police badge!
Have you ever seen his?
I got so excited, I thought you did, and I hurried to open my pack.
Did you ever see his interviews? I'm fascinated with Elvis. Like, you ever seen his talks with his or the interview with his cook?
No.
She's wonderful. So,
it just recently came out?
Yeah, no, it was like a couple, bunch of years ago. Or okay.
Oh,
she was
yeah.
Like, said, Mr. Elvis, he used to wake me up every night and he'd say, Miss B, I want my peanut butter sandwich now. And then she'd go and talk about how she's like, I always knew he was hungry. I could hear him rustling in there.
That's so funny.
It's just like the nicest
he'd
world.
He'd come in after taking three of those blue pills.
Yeah, dude.
And
he would be so excited. Oh. So excited.
Dude, I got Vegas Elvis having a cup of water.
Yeah, that's so good. Healthy Elvis. Health conscious Elvis.
Elvis.
Were, alive,
and,
baby.
And on the back, they have these little descriptions of the cards. And it says, Elvis never was one to tell a string of jokes during his Vegas shows. He left that to the professional comedians who opened for him. But that's got to be crazy to open for Elvis.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. I
People
bet you.
Are just so mad
goes,
that you're there.
Hey, did you ever think about doing at the end of that Lincoln joke? Having it where like,
tags for
you do tags, buddy? You go, no thanks, King. No tags.
Hey, don't stress it. Hey, if you could avoid any suspicious minds material.
Hey, can you do something not about the Chicago ghetto? I'd appreciate it.
Oh,
he
man.
Said, for example, after sipping from a glass of water, he would say to the audience, during the show, you'll see I drink a lot of Wawa. That's because the desert air is very dry and it affects my throat. I've also got some Gatorade. It's supposed to act 12 times faster than water. Looks as if it's been used already to me, but if it aids my gator... What?
Yeah, oh, this is
back then. What the fuck?
They printed a quote that makes no sense.
Yeah, just him rambling. That's high on
Gatorade
amphetamines.
Looks like piss and I drink it anyway, is what he said.
Looks as if it's been used already to me.
Yeah.
But if it aids my gator... Oh! And I bet that got such a laugh.
Oh, yeah. Everyone's like, what? He's talking about his fucking dick.
Oh, he got a gator on his
pants. Hologram card. Look at this.
Whoa. Yeah. Oh, it's Tupac.
It's now or never. It's now or never.
Oh, my God.
You know I'm literally struggling to open this fucking
thing. I used my finger.
Because I had to do this. This is so funny. You had to, like, pull it apart.
Yeah, because you're the expert.
Yeah, these sometimes.
For on Dan Soder's podcast, just so you know, on his incredible podcast.
On Saturday mornings, we open up cards with the... And we've stopped doing it with everybody because I think we've kind of reached the point where you go like, you know, you're talking about...
saturation point?
Yeah, when you were talking about Bobby Bonilla.
And
yeah.
I love my Bobby Bonilla bit and I also still herald him, but at some point the time does go and you can't always do the same bit always. Oh, wow.
You know what I got?
Smirking Elvis.
Childhood home. Childhood home.
Wow.
Shotgun Shack. And he was born in it January 8th, 1935.
Oh, he's a Capricorn.
East Tulipo. How do you say that in Mississippi?
Tupelo, Mississippi.
Someone just got so mad at me.
See, this is the live series. I remember this one's like these are part of the same live show that he did. These are the like the comeback tours. You know what? I do find it interesting that he never toured internationally.
Really?
He also invented the live stream.
Really? He never toured internationally?
No.
What a pussy. All right, this one's him.
No, it's because the colonel wouldn't let him.
Oh. Yeah, that's what it was. I would call him in this one.
Because the colonel was wanted.
This was him on a shrieking tour. This is when all the girls would see him and shriek. Colonel Parker's inspiration to have Elvis do a benefit concert for the USS Arizona Memorial at Pearl Harbor in 1961 turned into a total triumph show for all concerned. First off, show was hot. Elvis stood at the microphone and sang as if his life depended on it. Secondly, the fundraising triggered an outpouring of public support. Because Elvis had it like that.
See, this is the kind of shit I like. See, this is the version of Elvis I like the most, which him, big thick belt on, at work.
Yeah.
He's relaxed where Elvis relaxed wherever, whenever, and however he could. Here you see him participating in an early 70s Easter egg hunt at his home in California. Given his demanding schedule, it's a wonder that he ever got to relax at all. There were songs to record, movies to make, concerts to do, and on rare occasions, television specials to consider. In spite of this picture, it should be obvious that Elvis never put all of his eggs in one basket.
Oh my God. That guy wrote that and pushed away from his desk and went, well, that card's done.
Yeah.
We'll print that fucking thing.
Now
up.
I'm going to go home and have sex with my husband.
I got one here. Is this him explaining how it's okay for him to call Priscilla even though she's only 16 years old?
Now,
here, listen.
He goes, here's the deal.
I got a thing to
you
talk
have to understand.
About. She's the most mature woman I've ever met.
14, going on 40. Now, here's the deal. I know it weirds out some of the boys because she still likes her building blocks.
But I told him, hey.
I go, how are you supposed to build a home if a girl don't like to build blocks? They go, God damn, Elvis, you really got me with that Gatorade joke and then that your bride isn't a child.
Yeah, I'll really turn around on
the old flipperoo.
They thought they had me.
They had me in the first half, not going to lie.
It's not called grooming if it's a horse.
Well, these good. Honestly, thank you so much for joining in on
this. Fucking rules, dude.
Yeah, I do wish we had a little bit more of the food involved.
Yeah.
There's a couple of Garbage Pail Kids over there, too. Yeah, I got one for each of you guys, just in case you
studded jumpsuit. Dude, look at
that. That's my dream, man.
Look at
Bill Blue.
There's Alligator, which
that's
is weird.
Fun. Yeah.
That's for Ed.
Oh, of course.
Alligator.
Yeah,
these are Garbage Pail Kids. Max Axe. And then we have here, this is Shaggy Aggie. This is making fun of women with underarm hair.
Yeah.
This one is referring to an executioner. This is Garbage Pail Kids. For those of you who don't know, this was a thing that we liked as children.
I love Garbage Pail Kids.
Because they took the Cabbage Patch Kids and they were like, what if they were dark and twisted?
And we're like, yeah, thank you.
What if Satan made his own Garbage Pail Kids?
I'd say, buy it.
But this I find to be ignorance. Pure ignorance.
I think the pedophile series with Elvis is way better. This is spookier than any Cabbage Patch.
Hell, I'm gonna tell you. They should mix them in the same deck.
Oh no, I got Stinky McLunky, and then also, oh god, Elvis kissing a 13-year-old.
Hey, listen, hey, yeah,
she has the lips of a woman. Don't forget that.
Hey, and here's one of Elvis giving her father a Cadillac.
Thank you. Hey, nothing makes you forget about your little baby girl like keys dropping into your palm.
Hey, tell me, what was it like when she was in your balls?
Can I get a feel? I want to feel where she came from.
That was incredible.
Oh, sweet dearest Soder.
Yes, I love you guys so
please
much.
Please listen to the Soder podcast and check him out. He's on tour this weekend in San Diego. Woo! On the 28th at the Balboa Theater.
Which is a great theater.
Yeah,
great place to see a show.
And then you're going to be in San Francisco on the 2nd or the
1st? Yeah, 2nd.
On the 2nd, San Francisco, the Palace Fine Arts Center. And then, of course, Grand Rapids, Michigan, Gilda Fest on March 8th.
Yeah.
Go check out Dan Live, one of the best comedians on earth.
I am.
Your HBO special is literally the only special I've watched twice.
Oh, thanks,
yeah,
dude.
It's so good. I fucking love it, man.
It's just awesome to come out here and be able to do this. I love you guys so much. Please tell Marcus I said hi.
I will.
So proud of you. By the way, Marcus produced a podcast for me and Mike Racine in like 2008, and man, we should have held on to that. And man, we fucked up. We fucked up big time. Day jobs.
Yeah, I remember that.
He was a mover. I was a waiter, and we'd just come in and bitch about stories. But we really didn't know how to podcast yet.
Now we're seeing his fun. He still cracks.
Yeah, I love Mike Racine very much. But tell Marcus I said hi. I'm so proud of you guys. This is so cool to see you guys have your own fortress in the city of angels,
dude. Thank you so much for being here.
You guys rule.
Check out the goddamn show.
Yeah.
It's the Dan Soder podcast.
I'll be listening to you guys. Bye. As I play college football and yell about it.
Yeah, do it.
Fuck yeah.
All right. Bye, fucker.
Live from your grave.
What an amazing time we had.
Oh, I love Dan.
He's the best.
So nice. Nothing makes me happier than old New York buddies, man.
I love them.
It warms my heart.
Yeah, it's good to see him still around.
He's fucking doing amazing.
He's crushing it.
Playing theater solo.
He's doing great. So go to patreon.com/lastpodcastandleft. You can watch us go through the whole card scenario. We're having so much fun. Also, go check us out on The Big Flop with Misha Brown. We talk about Joe Exotic.
That's right.
We really fit in with his audience. And I'm excited, though. Like, go check it out. He was super funny.
He was amazing. I had such a good time talking to Misha. He was so fun. He was very sweet, man.
Very, very sweet. And then go check out all of our horseshit on Twitch. Twitch.tv/LPNTV. We have Good Pud live this week.
Yes!
At 6 p.m.
Yeah, and next week, we got Hoop Goo Games coming back on March 6th with MJ Neffel, the wonderful Rob Hayes, and Olivia Grace. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Ooh, yeah. It's going to be a lot of fun. And go to lastpodcastonleft.com and buy tickets to see us live. Our show's better than ever.
Huntsville,
come to Nashville.
H you next Tuesday. We're going to Huntsville.
Come
baby.
Out to Huntsville.
Yeah, March 16th. We're going to be fucking chilling there. Side Story's going big, baby.
We're going to have a lot of fun. Come check us out. We're going to eat some Yearman food. We're going to have diarrhea. Come, please, watch us entertain
you. We are coming from hot chicken to schnitzel, seeing what's better. I'm very excited because we're going to be in Nashville with Last Podcast at the Ryman 2 days before that on March 14th.
No, I'm done with hot chicken.
You're done with hot chicken?
It's a prank. We've talked about this in the show for years.
What are you talking about?
Hot chicken is a prank played on local, play from locals onto us.
Well, you get the mild. Don't yes. go. Yeah, you get mild.
You
don't
have
go,
to get the mild.
Yeah, what are you talking Always. About? Yeah, you just don't Always. Don't get the ridiculous one. And
I don't
it's
know.
Delicious.
I kind of want a barbecue.
I think it's your fault.
I like barbecue. The last time I went extreme with it was very bad for me.
Yeah. You can't do that, man. It's bad for you. Also, right after Huntsville, I'm going down Florida, baby. I'm starting my invasive species tour on March 20th. I'm going to be in Jacksonville the 21st and 22nd. I'm going to be in Panama City, and I just found out it's going to be spring break.
Ooh, I think yeah.
If you want to watch your boy get destroyed by a bunch of drunk, horny 18-year-olds.
Oh, you are going to be. They're not going to be in that comedy club,
They're going to rip me to shreds if they do come. And then the night after that, on March 23rd, I'm going to be in Tallahassee, Florida with Danny Bedrosian, back at our old stomping ground, what used to be Brothers.
So funny.
It's now the 926 Bar and Grill. I'll be playing there. All those tickets are available on eddietunes.com. Also, we're going to be doing, in May, I'm going back to Florida. I'm doing some shows in Naples and Key West by myself, but in between that, Henry and I got a couple side stories live.
We're doing O-Town. We're coming down to Fort Lauderdale. Yeah. You come and check us out. O-Town, actually, the tickets are doing really well.
Yeah.
But come check us out in Fort Lauderdale. I have no idea what in the living fuck that's going to be like.
Oh, it's
I'm very
be great.
Excited.
I've done that place a little. Dania Beach Improv is a great comedy club. I really love that place. I've done it a million times with Jeff, and I can't wait to come back home and see my people, and I'm going to be there. I got the Publix jokes in hands. You guys are fucking ready for it.
Yeah, can't wait.
And then also Atlanta, we added a second show at Dad's Garage.
Yes, we did.
So make sure you check that out. We sold out the first show, and we haven't actually announced this yet.
No,
we
haven't.
Tickets are on sale. Make sure you go check it out. They are available at lastpodcastonleft.com.
And I'm going to say a thing that I don't know what it means yet. They're going to be different formats.
Yes. No, they're going to be a different show. So if you want to come to both, they will be different.
Yes.
Which means that Henry and I are going to riff both of them.
Yep.
And it's going to be, you know, but you're going to help us.
They're going to have a structure. You're going to see. There'll be a structure.
Yeah.
Structure.
Sure, yeah. Structure. Yeah.
You know structures. Yeah.
You know we do. Yeah. You've seen us live.
Yeah.
Come check us out.
All right. Hail Satan, everyone.
Yes. Hail Dan Soder.
Yeah, he did good.
I fucking love that guy.